All right, it's that time. It's a fishing report time, and Leif was good enough to park the boat and come into the station. So you've been spending a lot of time on the river?
Yeah, you know, I decided to come to shore, like you said, for a second and dry my feet off so we could talk about the river. Yeah, I've been spending quite a few hours on there, a couple almost 12-hour days on there, which are kind of nice, but I feel a little bit slow in the head after that much sun.
You're gonna have no vacation days left at all here pretty quick.
Well, that's kind of how it ends up at the end of the summer, and then I have to, you know, storm away through the winter. But, you know, what is there to do through the winter but just kind of sit around, maybe go snowboard, ice fishing.
Well, I'm guessing that the river's still a little bit high. I know people shouldn't be just heading off thinking they can cross the river, but fishing, I bet it's killer, right?
Yeah, it's off the charts right now. You know, definitely don't even wade across the Methow. You know, you can get across the Twisp and Chewook finally. I keep forgetting to comment on how remarkably stable the runoff out of the Chewook Basin has been. I don't know if the storms haven't pushed that far over there and dumped as much rain in there, but that thing has been really stable on its way down, and you'll find the fishing there really stable and just good most of the time. Twisp River finally looking really good. It took a little while to stop being so turbulent, but now those holes are set up and looking really awesome. So those rivers are more safe. You can kind of get wet and have a little more fun messing around in them. But like I say, be very, very careful with that Methow. Most easily approached in a boat probably still. So for the most part, you know, yesterday I had a trip out there with some friends, and we, you know, I tied up a big fancy nymph set up the night before just because it takes a little longer than just throwing on a dry fly. But by the time we got on the river, it was like 9 o'clock, and that thing wasn't even worth using by that point in the morning. It was already dry fly time, and so we went right to that and stuck with that all the way to the end of the day, and we got fish just consistently all day long.
Yep.
You know, I found the most important thing is to find a good skatable bug. I really don't think it matters what kind of bug it is. Chernobyl ants, you know, things like that, hoppers, stimulators, anything that will stay on top when you throw that thing in there. You still have a lot of turbulence in the water. What I recommend is finding a spot where you can almost bounce that thing off the rocks, land in that last inch or two of water next to the shore, and put an automatic mend into that line right when it lands, because that water outside of that bug is moving so fast, it's going to sweep your line into a swing. Bug will be out of the pocket before the fish sees it. So toss it in there, bounce it off the rocks. Big mend should put you about 6 inches off the bank, and I mean mend right away, and then you'll be in the sweet spot. You only need 5-6 seconds in each really nice looking spot if you're doing that right. Just keep on repeating that action. And when you do have a successful drift going, sometimes if it sits still for too long, I know people always say natural drift, but you know what? Every time we twitch that bug lately, that's when we're getting a fish. So, you know, about every 3 to 5 seconds, give it kind of a natural little twitch if it's just moving too slow and too still.
Yeah, because a live bug is going to twitch along. Mm-hmm. They skitter along.
Yeah, you know, a grasshopper's not going to be thrilled about landing in that water. He's going to be trying to right himself, and, you know, he's not going to be able to do much of anything about it. The stoneflies and caddisflies, things that are depositing eggs, well, they don't stay on the water the whole time. They do it in a series of dips. And for that matter, when I get done with that drift, I let it swing around very slowly at the end, get your line kind of high and steeple it a little bit, wiggle all the water out of it, and in that act, kind of wiggle your bug down there as it skates around the end of the swing, and pick it up towards yourself about 2-3 feet. Even if it comes off the water and flutters for a second, let it back down and let it drift back 2 or 3 feet downstream. You'll find a lot of time after that pull up and drift back, a fish will just slam that thing. Mm-hmm. Gives them a chance to see it, and then gives them a chance to react to it.
Yeah. I'm just going to reiterate for folks, because you kind of mentioned that it seemed like you couldn't hardly be there too early to get bugs going in, and we were looking at the weather here before we started talking, and now there may be some days, maybe some thunderstorms blowing through or something. That may be the only variation on this bug thing going on.
Yeah, I think we get pretty specific in a lot of things, but we don't always get day and weather specific. I would look at, you know, this Saturday that's coming up has got kind of some ugly weather, and maybe late in the afternoon on Friday. So you might have to use some nymphs at that point. They might not be coming up quite as much if you're not seeing any action on your dry. Set up a deep nymph setup that will move along a little slower than the flow of the water. It might be kind of unwieldy to pitch this thing, so you know, just allow it to work through its float and swing to the bottom. Let the bugs extend out into a straight line and do the what they call the power nymph cast, and that is just from that fully loaded and stretched out downstream straight line, slowly at first pick it up and more rapidly at the end shoot it upstream back right where you just started in one fluid motion. That way you're not getting this whole mess of bugs turning into a mess on a back cast.
Okay. We've got other things to talk about. I think we should make a couple of different reports here. I want to talk about the Tenkara rods. I want to get in there to the pro shop and get one of those because I think it kind of suits my style. I kind of like going up in the mountains where quarters are a little bit more cramped.
Yep.
But there's also a little bit of lake action up high. We'll be back. We'll be talking about that. But stick with us.
Hey, everybody, if you need to get your gear, stop in at the Pro Shop at the Mount Gardner Inn and also down at the Carlton store. You can check out one of these Tenkara rods or any of the TFO rods there. Also, get some nice wading shoes. Those are important. They got the great corkers there. Those are the ones I use when I'm stomping around out on the river. So, hey, everybody, get out there, get wet, have fun, fish on.